Hi, it's Jackie Green. Thank you for listening to the Jackie Green Show, and I am back. I know, you're probably thinking, where have you been? It's been since May, since I posted an episode. But I am back. Here's kind of the rundown of what was going on in my life. I was feeling very overwhelmed. I have a two-year-old. Well, she wasn't two when I stopped, but she was almost two. And I'm married, and I work full-time, and I'm trying to run. And I had that horrible race, which you'll remember I podcasted about a while back. I just felt off. Everything felt off. I don't know what I needed in my life, but something had to change. And I decided to step away from the mic, outside of work, obviously, because I'm on the radio every day. And just kind of zen out for a little while, hang out with my friends, and figure out what I'm passionate about, what I want to talk about, how to get back into running. So I like to be real with you. I've gained a little weight, nothing that you would notice, nothing that even my husband noticed, but I noticed, you know what I mean? And I was running really bad, and I was just feeling ick, and I'm still dealing with that, but I'm kind of coming down from it. I'm starting to like get my groove back with my runs. I'm starting to feel better. And a lot of that happened over the weekend, my feeling better, which sounds crazy, right? Like just this last weekend. So I've talked to you before about being intersex. I have a condition called complete androgen insensitivity syndrome. I totally don't expect you to know what that is because even my doctors don't know what that is. Yeah, it's fun. It's hard to like explain what it is without a really long-winded explanation because it's a little complicated. But you know from learning in biology there are two genders, male and female. And males have XY chromosomes and that's what makes them a man, right? And females don't have a Y chromosome, they're XX. So that's kind of what we learn. But there are people like me who are what's called intersex, and that means they don't fit in those two. And it's science. I've had some angry people before who like think I'm pushing some liberal agenda, which makes no sense. This is science, what I'm about to tell you. This is real life. This is how I was born. This wasn't a choice. It's biology. And what it is I have XY chromosomes, but as a fetus in my mom's womb, I also have what's called androgen insensitivity syndrome. And I'm completely insensitive to androgen. Androgen is testosterone, if you don't know what that is. Now, when you have what I have complete, that means as a fetus, when your body's washed over with the hormones and you go to basically pick your gender, my body was washed over with testosterone because I'm XY chromosomes. Typically, not always, that means you are a boy. Well, I got washed over with the hormones and my body has like an allergy, like it's insensitive to it. It doesn't respond to it. So my body was like, nope, don't want that. And in a process that I don't even remember what the term is, it converts it to estrogen and I externally become female. I'm born and there's quite literally no way to tell the difference between me and any other woman or girl outside of a blood test. And in that blood test, you'll find that I have XY chromosomes. And that's usually one of the big kickoffs or like tips that, oh, this person has AIS, androgen insensitivity syndrome. So for me, that's what I have. And that means internally, I don't have ovaries or a uterus. I instead, or a cervix, which I can get into that another time. But instead, I had internal testes that were producing my hormones that I hit puberty on, I was growing up on, and I was perfectly healthy. Now, long story short, a lot of doctors, they don't like that, right? You're taught in school there are two genders, female and male. So when you have someone like me, that doesn't make sense. They don't understand, like, how can this person, they don't fit in that box. So their idea is, let's fix it, right? Like, they think it's a problem that I have this. But going back to what I said before, my hormones that I was producing were estrogen. I'm a female. You've seen pictures of me in swimsuits. You've seen, not that I have to explain my body to anyone, but that's just who I am and how I was born. But protocol was always remove the internal testes, stick them on an estrogen supplement for the rest of their lives. But we're going to throw in what we call the little white lie. Now, most doctors, and I regrettably have to tell you, they still do this, they believe in the little white lie. And that's what other people with AIS also refer to it as. And that is, they'll tell the parents when they find out, and then they say, we're not going to tell the patient. Instead, we're going to tell them they're having a hysterectomy or something like that. remove them, put them on the HRT, and they'll never be the wiser because they won't know. Because like I said, otherwise I'm no different than any other woman. Really. I mean, there's a few differences, but nothing insane. And so that has happened to me. It's happened to other people. And then they find out and you feel kind of ashamed of yourself. Like, wow, something must be really wrong with me. I must be a really big freak. Like, for you to think you need to lie to me and I must need to lie to everybody else. Right? So that kind of is what happened to me. Not as bad as other people. My parents were very honest with me, but at the same time, they left out some key information and they didn't know how to do it. It was the 80s. They didn't know, tell me. The doctor blames them. They say, oh, well, we left it in their hands, which is, complete BS. Anyway, this, making a long story short, I keep saying, I'll make a long story short. It's been like 8 minutes. I finally had the courage to go to the Androgen Insensitivity Syndrome Support Group's conference where I was able to meet like 200 people, all with intersex condition. I wouldn't say most, 75% probably had AIS because that's one of the more popular ones. But 1.7% of the population is born with an intersex condition like mine or other ones. There are other ones. There's like 40 different ones you could be born with. We're not that uncommon. So I've gone to numerous doctors, just for physicals and stuff. And when they always get to the question about when was your last period? And I tell them I don't have a period. Then, you go down that rabbit hole of why don't you have a period? That's not normal, blah, 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 blah. And I tell them, well, I have androgen insensitivity syndrome. 99.9% of the time, they don't know what it is. Or they say something outdated like, oh, testicular feminization. I'm going to tell you something. It's not called testicular feminization anymore. And I don't like when people call it that. Or even worse, the most derogatory term you could call me is a hermaphrodite, which I have had a doctor say. Yeah. I mean, just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you're the most eloquent, politically correct person in the world, right? But I was scared to meet other people like me because I didn't know what to expect. Like, what if I met all these people who also have AIS and they don't identify how I identify, or they are different than me, or they're weird? And then I'm like, oh my God, these people are weird. Does that mean I'm weird? I know that's really judgmental and mean, but it's what I thought, because you have to remember, I'd never met anyone in my entire life like me. That's like my age ever. And numerous doctors that, granted, were not specialists in the field, they were like literally like family physicians, would say to me, oh wow, yeah, you'll never meet someone like that. I've never met someone like that. You know what I mean? Which gets me feeling like, well, I know other people with it are out there because I'm not the only person in the world. And I did know other people that have it. But you just start to kind of feel very alone and weird and like, well, I better not talk about it because they're telling me it's not right to talk about. But it's a very confusing time because you're in high school and you're going through biology class or sex education, and none of the things they're saying are going to happen because you're a girl were happening to me. You grow body hair based on your testosterone levels, right? And all women have that. I don't. I don't have testosterone. So I literally don't grow any body hair. But we're in ninth grade and everyone is, and everyone's talking about shaving their armpits for the first time. And I'm like, I couldn't relate. And instead I would just lie. Because I felt weird. Like, I don't have to do that. And you say that, and everyone looks at you like you're nuts. Or worse, like I was a late bloomer little kid. When I wasn't. That's just how my body is. And not only that, the whole period shtick, let's not even go down that rabbit hole of how annoying that was. When girls first have it, that's all they want to talk about with each other. And I would lie. Or if I didn't lie, I would tell a version of the truth that wasn't really the truth. And it was just weird. Things got weird, honestly. So it was like that for a really long time. Well, the support group that I've been in for, I think my doctor recommended me to join it in like 2004 or five. So I did. And then I'd panic and I'd leave or I'd exit the mailing list. Then I'd join again. Then I'd leave. Then I'd join again and I'd leave just because I wasn't ready to face being different. It was easy to hide. Like, I didn't have to tell people, but I kind of wanted to because I don't like feeling like I need to hide. So I finally joined the group and stayed in the group and met friends out of it that I talked to online, but I never met anyone in person. And talking to someone online is night and day between knowing them, meeting them, seeing that we share the same story, that we've had the same similarities. So I finally, this past weekend, went to the conference. They have an annual meetup conference. Hundreds of people go, and they have seminars, and they have a panel with different doctors on there that talk to you about, like, your body, about what my body needs that other people won't need, that my doc, like, my current physician might not even know to recommend to me. Like, different hormones and why it's important for my bones and things like that. So it was really interesting, and I met so many friends. I was so scared walking in. I mean, you got to keep in mind, I not only had never met anyone like me that's close to my age or grew up the same time as me, but I also had to go to this thing all alone. I drove to Chicago by myself in the middle of the night after work, got there and checked in. And luckily, one of the people on the board of the support group texted me and said, "Are you here?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm here. I'm in my room." It was like 11 o'clock at night. And she goes, "Come out here right now." Walked me up to this suite where they had beer and they had Bacardi. You know I like Bacardi. And we had drinks. And next thing you know, I had like 5 new best friends. No joke. Went to bed the next morning. I woke up back to feeling nervous. Went down to the breakfast. They had breakfast. And everyone was so nice. It was like they had known me for years. And multiple people were like, "We follow you online. We love you. You're so cool." And I'm like, "I follow you. I think you're so cool." So it was just a really great weekend. And it was just so nice making all these friends. So I did that and I'm back and I'm feeling better. But I do know that it's something I want to talk about more. So I think I'm going to kind of combine two podcast projects that I had. This podcast, The Jackie Greene Show, which I've told you about before. You're listening to it right now. And the other podcast I had was called Finding Intersex. And basically the idea behind it was I want to find other people like me because so many people told me you'll never meet anyone like you and just keep it quiet. And then this weekend I met like hundreds and I want to keep talking about it because it's not okay that we have to feel silenced and be quiet about it and sit through lectures in high school that don't pertain to us. Did you know, this is a fun fact, in 9th grade, I got a D in health class. And I'll never forget it. My dad was so mad at me. He was like, "How could you get a D in health? What are you doing? Are you like not paying attention? What are you doing?" He grounded me for 3 weeks. And I remember I wanted to just scream. Because 6 months prior to that, I'd had this surgery where they took out my internal testes, which I didn't know were internal testes. I knew I wasn't having a period, so I wasn't paying attention to that. I had to take a test about my growing body that wasn't my growing body. That was everyone else's growing body. And then when I didn't pass it, I got in trouble. Now that's effed up. And on the test, I had to talk about how there are two genders, you know. What are the chromosomes for a man? XY. And I had to write that. And I had to pass that test. Does that seem fair? Schools still teach that. But I'm living proof that that's not accurate. And it's not fair. So it's something I want to talk about more. And I just decided I would do a 10-minute podcast right now. Get the ball rolling, okay? I will have more about this. I'm going to have more guests. And every episode won't be dedicated to this, I promise. But I just want to be able to talk more. And it's something I'm passionate about. I'll have more on running, more on life and radio, and more on intersex, and more on charity work that I'm doing, pageants, the whole shebang. So stay tuned for my next episode. And I hope you guys all have a good day. Talk to you soon. Bye.